Hey Diary. It's currently 8:26 a.m. Sorry for the noises. Those are the typical noises of Brazil and in the morning. I'm not really sure why I wanted to record this. I mean, I feel like I know why I did. It just feels like my life is going to shit. I wish my next diary update was, more lively and more optimistic. Like, wow, my pain is gone. You know, my finals end, you know, next week. I want to work towards, getting healthier and I wish those are the things I want to do, you know. So I have more time these days, or at least not right now, because, you know, I'm not done with school yet. I want to work on myself. I say that every year and never really fully pans out. One of my biggest goals has just been to lose weight, at least to a point where I'm healthy. I'm not going to get too much into it, but I do have some health problems that would improve, you know, or would hopefully see an improvement if I did lose weight, you know, at least a little, because I tell everyone this, that I'm overweight, I'm fat. Not that I'm insulting myself, but I'm just stating facts. Like, I'm not exactly at a healthy weight. And I want to lose weight. I've lost weight from last year when I was in my second year of college. It actually wasn't very healthy. I didn't have much money. My job was a little, I wasn't working enough hours just in general. Like, it wasn't, I guess it was fault of my own. But I wasn't working enough hours to really, like, you know, keep me at a, you know, like, have, you know, enough money in my bank account. And, you know, my mental health was spiraling completely out of control my second year. So I couldn't even bring myself to work if I wanted to. I was severely depressed. I was suicidal. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. And, you know, I almost lost my, I had two jobs at the time. I still have one of them. I lost one of them as a result of, you know, all these things going on. That was a very low point of my life. And so from my second year going into my third year, I was very depressed. I wouldn't eat. You know, I could go, you know, I mean, I guess maybe it's like rookie numbers. I could go a whole day without eating. And it was like this on and off thing. I didn't want to eat, but I knew I needed to eat. Like, I felt hungry, but I just didn't have an appetite. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do anything. And my job at the time, the one that I lost, required me to be, alert, basically 24/7. I was responsible for, you know, at least that my nights on duty, I was responsible for over 200 students. Like, it was a lot. It was overwhelming. And it didn't help my cause. I don't really know what spiraled me into the depression per se. I feel like, you know, I've never gotten help for these kind of things, which sucks, which I hate to say. But, I never sought help for those kind of feelings. And I felt depressed for as long as I can remember. I don't want to get into it anymore. It's not even the point of this audio. But I'm just saying, like, now I want to be in a better position to take care of myself. I want to reach certain milestones in my life. You know, lately, I was gonna get into it. Lately, I've just been feeling so... I don't even know how to explain it. I just don't want to be here anymore. It's just so... I'm tired of... I'm tired of feeling like I'm behind in my life. And, you know, I'm young. I still have so much ahead of me. There's so much I can do. You know, in a way, I'm optimistic. I know what's out there. Like, if I was trying to help a friend of mine in my position, I would tell them that. I know what I would tell them. I know I would tell them that they're young and they can still find out what they want to do in this life. They can use your passions to get ahead. You can use all of that to motivate you. You have people in your life that support you, blah, blah, blah. I know the whole spiel. These days, it's just been so draining. I'm tired of living. I'm so sick. I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other. I don't want to do it anymore. So, I didn't really want to say anything, but my relationship, you know, has gone to shit, I feel. I don't know how to go on from there. I don't know whether it's over or not. It's just tearing me apart. I'm so confused. With school, you know, I'm not doing bad in school. But, you know, college is weird, and one of the classes, like, I literally don't know my final grade, or at least I don't know where I'm at in the class until final grades are posted. So I'm, like, literally, like, I don't know if I'm failing this class or not. I'm only gonna know at the end of the year, and that's when it's too late to do anything about it. Like, I don't want to withdraw from the class or anything, because then I just have to do it over the summer, and then my summer's full. What the fuck am I gonna do? And then if I don't get that class, if I don't do that class, then I can't reapply for the pharmacy program. And then I'm behind another year, I'm going into my fourth year. I'm going into my fourth year of college. I'm not gonna graduate. Don't congratulate me. The pharmacy program is 6 years. I'm going into my fourth year. Isn't that crazy? Like, I don't know how I got this far, honestly. And to be honest, it's not even that far because, you know, the first 2 years, you're working towards applying into the professional years, the next 4 years, right? After my second year, I didn't get into the first professional year. So I'm a regular third-year student. And I could use, you know, that year to reapply into the program for next year. So my fourth year would be my first year instead of my third year being my first professional year. So I'd graduate in 7 years instead of six, which is fine because I come out with 2 degrees by that point instead of just the regular one. And that's fine. I would love, you know, I am so passionate about my field. I want to do this, but I am hindering myself from getting there. I feel like I'm just getting in the way of myself. I feel like, fuck, I'm so... I had one of the biggest panic attacks last night. Say anything anymore. God. I don't know what to say. The urge to fucking end it all is so... I'm laughing. It's not even funny. I would hate to admit this on a public platform, but I feel like, you know, if I don't at least get it out there, it's gonna eat at me and I'm gonna, you know, do something that I'm gonna regret. So it's better that than Or it's, you know, it's better admitting to a bunch of strangers. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I'm so tired. It's a nice day out today. It's virtually cloudless outside. Nice and sunny. I don't know what, you know, temperature is right now, but I'm sure it's pretty good. Probably will be in the high 70s today, or, you know, it's Fahrenheit. I don't use Fahrenheit, but I know most of my, at least it's like 20 degrees Celsius right now. I don't think it'll crack 30 Celsius today, but close. I'm just trying to, there's no way for me to distract myself with school and all those kind of things. Like, it's the only thing on my mind. And then when I'm, in, you know, thinking about things that cause me anxiety, I think about my relationship. I think about my family that's, you know, going through some shit right now. I think about, you know, just my life and all the shit that I've gone through and all the shit that I will go through and all the shit I'm going through right now. Like, it's so overwhelming. I just want it to end. I'm so tired, and I feel like I don't deserve to feel that way, you know? I don't deserve to feel like I want to kill myself. I don't deserve to, you know, feel like my life is shit, because, you know, I am privileged to have the opportunity to go to school. I'm privileged to have a family that, you know, cares. They don't know how I really feel, I guess. If I actually do die, they'll see all my voice memos talking about how depressed I am. You know, like, I mean, that was a little too dark, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, like, I know my life isn't that bad. But it's bad for me. It's bad to me. I mean, it's the only life I've ever known. I can't compare it to anyone else's. And that's the worst part. Like, if you see me from the outside, I'm doing well in school. I was on the dean's list last semester. I don't think I'll... No, I won't be on the dean's list this semester. I'll be just shy of a dean's list, which sucks. But, at least last year I had, you know, I was super involved in school. You know, I felt really good about myself. I was doing the things that I wanted to do, even though I was severely depressed and you know, everything. You know, I was doing the things that, you know, my peers would have wanted to do. And it's not like, you know, I was doing the things that I had planned to do when I got into college, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't really help. It was fulfilling, but it didn't really help my cause. Depression is not because, you know, my life is shit per se. It's just, it literally just, something's wrong with me in my head. And nothing in my, you know, that I do per se will necessarily fix that. I just have to deal with it. I just don't deal with it in a healthy way. This was the most roundabout, you know, diary I've ever, you know, had. I don't know where my train of thought is. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't even know what I said. Today's Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday. I have two exams then, one right after the other. And that's when I'll officially be done, you know, I'll be done. I do have an optional quiz that I will take, just to boost my grade in one of my other classes. And, of course, I hope to do well in that. And that's on, like, I think it's, like, Wednesday or something. So then I'll be officially done. But, I feel like all this anxiety about school is still gonna be looming over my head. I just... Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm crazy. I'm actually crazy. Like, this my reapplication to pharmacy school is causing me a lot of stress because the deadline all over the site was May 1st. Then I saw, I think it's because of this COVID-19 thing, that it was June 1st for my school. So I was like, you know, I was trying to meet the deadline for May 1st. But as soon as I saw June 1st, I was like, okay, let me not stress out about this thing right now. Let's move it to June 1st. I open up the website, you know, just to see what other things I had to do for the application. Turns out I can't submit it because the deadline has passed. And I was like, what the, you know, it wasn't May 1st actually. So I sent an email to my school, but it being a weekend, they're not going to respond to me until Monday. And then what if it's too late? You know, that's like my thought process. Like, if I don't get into it, this is another year, and I don't think I can do it anymore after that. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can live with myself after that. I can't delay myself by 2 years. I can't. I just can't. I don't know what I do. Oh, God. Anyway, before I give myself another panic attack, you know, I try to remind myself every morning the things that I'm grateful for in my life. And as I lose my mind more and more each day, I find less and less things to be grateful for. I love my family. I love, you know, my friends. I love... I think that's about it. There are some things that I want to do in this world. I have really big goals for myself. And I don't think I said this before, but I want to make an impact on this world. I want to do things for others and not just for myself. I want to help others. You know, like, people have tried to help me, you know. Like, people have helped me before. I consider myself a very empathetic person. I care about, you know, people. I care about my community. I care about individuals. And I feel like the best way to help people is to work on a, you know, like a federal level where I can actually enact change. Like, I can actually do something for everyone. Or at least as you know, as many people as I can. Well, the pharmacy field is a scam. It's a scheme. Like, people are plotting things that aren't, you know, that are only beneficial for themselves. That's not a field that I would, you know, that's not a field that I want to be in. I want to change that, or at least as much as I can, or at least pave the way for other people to change it, you know, like something like that. I want to educate others. I want to educate my peers. I want to educate, you know, patients. I want to educate other health professionals to do the right thing. You know, I want to help people pass laws that would, you know, I don't know. Those are the kind of things that I want to do. I want to do the boring stuff so that people that are in the communities doing things for everyday people can do their jobs better. No, that's the kind of thing I want to do, and it makes me smile to think about how, you know, little old me could be capable of such big things. Like, I want that for myself, and I come from a very, I feel like I come from a very accomplished family. My dad is my biggest inspiration. My mom, you know, she hasn't necessarily had a job for most of my life, but she works so hard. She works in, you know, charity events and raising money for, you know, like, all these different things. Like, my family, you know, it's a lot of pressure too, because, you know, my older siblings have done questionable things that, you know, haven't necessarily lined up with my parents' expectations, you know, for a family of their caliber, you know, like that kind of thing. So it's up to me, the next oldest sibling, to pave the path. And I feel like growing up like that, I feel like there's no other way for me to live. I can't just go about my life wanting to be a regular old person, going to a regular, you know, job and doing regular things. Like, I actually want to be better. You know, seeing my siblings and their life makes me want to make my parents, not that they're not making my parents proud per se, but, you know, I want to do big things and show them that their efforts weren't, you know, in vain. You know, they weren't for nothing, that I've learned. And that's what I want to do. I don't feel any, I do feel some pressure to perform, but it's actually something that I should be working towards. I should be working towards being the best I can be. It doesn't have to be, you know, I don't have to be president. I don't have to be, you know, the next biggest thing, but I can always do better. I don't have to strive to be average, unless that's what I want to do, I guess. But if I could go the extra mile, why can't I, you know, take a few more steps, right? So those are the kind of things that I envision for myself, that I want for myself. And I'm not, you know, I'm not putting pressure on myself per se. Like, the furthest I can go, I'm not gonna, you know, hurt myself trying to get to the top, right? I just want to get, you know, as high as I can go, do as many things as I can for other people. And then I can be proud. I'll be proud of myself either way, because I know I've tried. That's the mentality that I have. I don't know how I got there. My breakfast is getting cold. But I'm not even in the mood to eat right now. Like, it's, any food put in front of me is like revolting. But I know I should eat. Anyway, this is also a very long audio, and I've rambled on so much I don't even know what the point of me talking was. You see, I can see, like, I know you will see the evolution of, like, my train of thought. This is what goes on in my head, but, you know, like, million times faster, and like I start crying, and like I'm laughing, and then I'm reminiscing, and then I'm crying again, and like it's crazy. It's actually crazy, and I can't stay by myself for long periods of time, because I would just break down and cry and hurt, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm done. This is a bit of a long one, so I don't really expect anyone to listen to this one. I don't know how many people actually listened to my last audio. I know a few did, because, you know, a few people do reach out, and it means so, like, I don't think people understand how much that means to me. I really don't. You know, maybe this is like, you know, a cry for help in a way. I really just do this for me, to keep myself sane, even though I'm not really sane. But oh, God. Like, I wish I could be talking to someone. I wish I could be talking to my boyfriend about how I feel, but where is he? Anyway, I'm going to try to go back to studying, actually, for my exams tomorrow. And,